time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got a couple of folks in here from Sally Morrow Elementary, as it is our school district update. I have got Principal Blake Allen and Christina Anderson. She's the instructional coach up there at Sally Morrow. And as per usual, a lot of things are going on at Sally Morrow. We're going to talk, you know, a great reading program and some new reading goals that maybe the kids don't even know. We're going to let it loose today, what these kids are going to be able to get if they hit their reading goal. And of course, every school needs its volunteers. And we want to talk about that and then give a shout out to the cast and crew up there behind the scenes at Sally Morrow that nobody gets to see that keeps the school running on a daily basis. Principal Allen and Mrs. Anderson, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you, Dave, for having us.
Thank you.
So let's start off with Mr. Allen. I always like to ask this question first. How are things going at Sally Morrow right now?
Things are going great. Like teachers, everybody, it's really the prime time for getting ready for end of the year testing. So things are going great at the school. I'd say the only negative thing at the school is all the snow that we're getting.
But the kids like to go out and play with it if they can.
If they can, yeah.
Sometimes they're stuck in the building, right, when it snows like this.
Yes. Yes, that and temperature.
And that brings a whole new set of challenges.
Yes, that does. Yes.
So let's discuss, really, before we get into that as well. You know, the reading is a big, big deal across the district, and it always has been. And you guys have kind of set a reading goal for Sally Morrow. And the kids are going to get kind of a, I'm going to call it a Blake Allen style reward. And what are the kids going to get if they hit their reading goal? And what is their reading goal right now?
So first I'll start with the reading goal. Right now, we have a school goal of 55%. As we've talked with teachers and everyone, we kind of want to up that a little bit. So our goal is 60%. So 60% of the students will read at their level, are at grade level. So if we hit that 60% mark of students reading at grade level, then the students will be able to choose in which style of mustache we cut my beard off and I rock the mustache for a while.
So are is everything on the table?
Yeah, I would say almost everything. I kind of want to leave a little bit, but it's going to be up to the students. It honestly, if they're going to push and reach this goal, it's up to the students.
And I guess the main question here, when I'm talking about, is everything on the table. Is dyeing it a preferred choice? I'm not trying to put ideas out there, but
Dave, you just threw an idea out there. I guess yeah. If they want to dye it, let's dye it. Let's go all out. Like this is for the kids.
It really is, and it's great. And once again, you know, we always talk about reading and being at grade level and reading levels as reading. If you can read properly at your level, you can do anything. And it makes other things so much easier. It makes other subjects so much easier, doesn't it?
Yes, it absolutely does. Your science, they can read the questions on science. Language arts, you can read the passages and stuff like that. So
but everything starts with reading. And recently you've reached out to the community and you've gotten a little bit of help in that area. But, you know, more help is always appreciated, isn't it?
Oh, as we will take anybody who wants to come that can pass a background check. Yes.
So we're going to turn things over to Christina and kind of talk about the volunteers that have come in and the volunteers that are coming in. And the fact that you're still always looking for more. Christina, how are you this morning?
Great, thank you.
So let's talk about this volunteer program at the school, because all you're really looking for is someone that can even invest maybe a half hour of time a week. That's it, right? Just
yes.
Come in and let these kids read to you and vice versa.
Yes, absolutely. We have had such a great turnout. We have had parents, grandparents, just retired people from the community. We have had Carbon High School student government reach out, and they have started volunteering. And even some people from the Boys and Girls Club are going to start volunteering as well.
And this, once again, like I said, this is a great, great opportunity for people that are in the community that are you know what, the number one thing you hit is maybe you're retired. Maybe you're just looking for something that's going to get you out of the house for 45 minutes or an hour, and that's it. Head on out to, first thing you got to do, though, is go to the district office, correct?
Correct, yes. They need to go to the district office and do their background check. And then I've talked to the people individually and set up different times for them to come in. And then we're spreading them between first and second grade right now. But I'd like to also get them into kindergarten and possibly third grade to read with students.
And one of the reasons that we're looking for this all, I believe, if I can remember correctly, Lanice Peterman, the mayor of Helper, called me and said, I need to come in. I want to talk about the fact that Sally Morrow's second grade needs some help with their reading.
Correct.
And that's kind of where it started, was the second grade class, wasn't it?
Yes. Actually, even backtracking from there, we were meeting with our school community council and just looking at some scores and just looking at some needs across the board. And they said, how about we reach out to people in the community? Let's start with Lanice and say, hey, what, you know, how can we get some volunteers to come into the school and read with our students?
And so it started with the second grade, and you kind of met the needs there in the second grade.
Yeah.
And as you said, you've moved into the first grade, and now you're looking at moving into third and kindergarten, which is great for these kids.
Yes.
And it's great for people that want to get out and help.
Yes.
So once again, is there anyone at the district office they need to talk to go do this, or?
Right. They'd contact Tony Thane at the district office to set up the background check, and it usually is a pretty quick process. They get that set up, and then they just contact us at the school, and then I just set up different times based on their availability, and then work around the different schedules with the teachers and, you know, recess and lunch times and that kind of thing, and we get them set up and going.
Very, very good stuff. So if you're interested, give them a call out there at the district office and get that background check taken care of first. Now, we're talking about volunteers and all of those good things, but there are people that work at the school that the school would just not function without, and it's very true. And Mr. Allen, I'm going to kind of let you start off. You wanted to give some shout-outs to the folks up there that you know, make the wheels on the bus go around, so to speak, at Sally Morrow Elementary.
Yes, absolutely. There's many people. I want to start off and say every single person at the school plays a role in this. And for the students, every single person that works there, that shows up every day, a huge, huge, huge shout out to them. They're the ones doing the work. They're the ones that are in the trenches, that are grinding every day. First of all, teachers, all the hard work they're putting in for the students and tracking their levels and seeing exactly where the students are. Mrs. Anderson and I have been talking lately, and we're just super impressed by them knowing exactly where a student is to find and get them the help that they need for the certain areas that they need help in, where they're a little low. And changing things up. It's crazy to go into a classroom and that same week go back into the classroom, and the teacher has changed a bunch up just for the needs of the students.
And once again, you can't say it enough when you're dealing with education. That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
It's about the kids. It really, truly is. And now you said you have some too as well, Mrs. Anderson, that you wanted to kind of give a shout out to and talk about the people that are up there.
Absolutely. Our parapros, we have a very strong group of parapros that work individually with students and in small groups. They go around to each grade level for reading groups and math groups. And like I said, they pull students one-on-one and in small groups just to work on those needs that we're talking about. So sometimes it's an intervention, sometimes it's an extension. And just like the teachers, they really dive into what the students need, and they're willing to adapt. They ask great questions. They come to me and, how can I change? How can I meet the students where they're at? They work really closely with me and with the teachers to adjust and help those students make progress.
And as Mr. Allen said before we got on the air, he says, you know, I try not to make long-term plans because I don't know where I'm going to be the next 3 seconds. It's, you know, and it's you do. You have to be able to adjust and turn on a dime to do what you got to do to help these kids out.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's scary to say that probably the next time we talk to anybody from Sally Morrow, we're going to be talking about the end of the school year.
Wow. It's coming quickly.
It's coming real quick.
It's coming up really quick. So, you know, good luck on everything with your end of the year testing that's going to be in about 6 weeks, you said, and your reading goals. Once again, if there are people out there that want to go up to Sally Morrow and volunteer, give the school district a call. get that background check going, and then, you know what, go up there, even if it's just for a half hour a day. Principal Blake Allen and Mrs. Christina Anderson, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in with us today and talk, and I'm going to let you get back to school now.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Now, once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.